Welcome to Explore Yellowstone Like a Local, the number one podcast for Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks, and home to the top-rated guidebook of the same name. And I am your author as well as your host for this podcast, Teddy Garland. And this is an update as to what to expect when you arrive in Yellowstone Park this summer on your Yellowstone vacation. And this is an update to a podcast I did less than a week ago because everything is in such fluctuation up there. But it seems like Cam Sholley, who is the park superintendent who has got it going on, as my dad used to say, that guy is smarter than a whip, has got everything up and running and open. And Yellowstone Park is open for business. About 98% of it is opened up and ready to roll. Driving everywhere, camping, backcountry hiking, the whole nine yards. That Cam Sholley has done an absolutely stupendous job, along with Sarah Davis, who's the head ranger in Yellowstone Park, and my hat is off to them, and your guys should be too. So let's go, without further ado, let's go over what is actually closed. Let's go over the bad. I like doing bad news first. I don't want to hear the worst thing possible. And then let's get into what is actually open, which is all the good news. So, closed until further notice, and this is July 5th. I got to my office as soon as I can after the holiday weekend, and I kind of updated everything. I actually called the park and spoke to a really nice ranger up there at Mammoth and talked to him for a little while, and he's more than helpful and everything else. So let me guys give you an idea of what, let's go over what's closed first. I like getting bad news over with first. Closed until further notice. The Canyon Village, lodges and cabins, and the following campgrounds are closed. You can't go in and pitch a tent in a campground area. This is the setup campgrounds where you can, you'll see motorhomes and fifth wheels and people in tents next door to all this kind of stuff. So these campgrounds are what is closed. The first one you come to when you're coming from West Yellowstone is the Madison Campground. It's closed. You go north towards Norris. The Norris Campground is closed. And then you zoom over to the Canyon. The Canyon Campground is closed. And then the Lewis Lake Campground is closed. And I'm telling you guys, when you guys, even at the with the best, when everything's wide open, these campgrounds have a full sign. I think that full sign is screwed on to those things, man. I mean, the odds of getting into one of those campsites anyway with a fifth wheel or a motorhome, or even if you're just pitching a tent, is slim and none almost all the time anyway. I cover in my West Yellowstone Lodging, Dining, and Entertainment podcast, at the very end of that podcast, you don't have to listen to the whole thing, all of the campsites, fifth wheel hookups, sewer hookups, all that kind of stuff. In West Yellowstone, right outside of north, right north of West Yellowstone, is the Baker's Hole Campground, which is right next to my cabin. I actually meet a bunch of you guys. You guys post up over there, send me a note, and I just ride my bike over there, and we all go over there and shoot the bull and have fun, take a few pictures and all that stuff. And then we cover all of the places to camp and park fifth wheels outside of around Lake Hebgen, and then even over the pass into Idaho. There's a bunch of stuff around Henry's Lake, too, which is only 15 miles from the entrance to West Yellowstone. So even though all these campgrounds are closed for fifth wheels, blah, 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 whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to pull in there, a big motorhome, big pusher motorhome or whatever, we cover all of the places you can push, do all that stuff in that podcast, Lodging, Dining, and Entertainment for West Yellowstone. At the very end of the podcast, I cover all of those in their names and all that kind of stuff and how they work and where you can make a reservation and whatnot. So so let's go about what is actually open right now. So this is, like I said, this is July 5th. And so all of this happened on July 2nd, which was Saturday. So it kind of, you know, caught everybody off guard because everybody was already there for the July 4th weekend, including me, because I wasn't able to get to my computer fast enough to do this updated podcast for you guys. So with all the flooding and what's all open and closed and all that kind of stuff, here is the new criteria that they announced on Saturday, July 2nd, as to what's going on. So, and despite all of the flooding and all this stuff and everything else, that Cam Shawley and that Sarah Davis who are running that park at Cam Shawley, I'm telling you what, it's unreal. I'm going to read you guys something that Cam Shawley posted on the National Park Service website so you guys can get an idea of what's going on before I jump into all my yada yada. Here's what Cam Shawley says, and I quote, "We have made tremendous progress in a very short amount of time, but we have a long way to go. All emergency and life safety objectives within the park have been accomplished or stabilized within the first 96 hours of the flood event without major injury or death. We have an aggressive plan for recovery in the north and resumption of operations in the south. We appreciate the tremendous support from National Park Service and Department of the Interior leadership, in addition to our congressional delegations, governors, counties, communities, and other partners. The first 96 hours have been critical to be able to focus on our life safety objectives and stabilizing emergency conditions while preparing plans for recovery." And I mentioned this in one of my previous podcasts. This all happened at night, all these floodings and all this crazy stuff you guys saw. And with the help of Cam Shawley running the show and Sarah Davis running the Rangers, to pull all this off without a single death occurring in and outside the parks, it's just a miracle. I mean, that is a flat-ass miracle that they pulled off, and they did it. They did it because they're both super smart people. That Cam Shawley's got his head on straight. I promise you. Like my dad said, he is smart as a whip, and he shows it all the time. So anyway, as of, you know, they got the park opened up, but then as of Saturday, you know, the second, all right, they have now got the North Loop opened up. They had the South Loop opened up. Now they've got the North Loop opened up. And I'll get into the details of that in a second. And because of that, they opened the North Loop up to reduce the amount of congestion on the South Loop. They have now jetted the odd-even license plate deal. So Yellowstone Park is open. The only place you can't go is from Mammoth to Gardner. And there's nothing to do. There's no reason to go from Mammoth to Gardner anyway. I mean, the only reason to go up there anyway was to go to the Corral Drive-In and get a Hateful Hamburger up there. And that was the only reason, you know, that's the muse for Jimmy Buffett's song, A Cheeseburger in Paradise and all that. And I cover all that in the guidebook. Yeah, that's the only reason to go to Gardner anyway. So, so you can't go from Mammoth to Gardner. And I feel so sorry for those people in Gardner because, I mean, they are just done. It is going to take them, I have heard, till the end of next year at the absolute soonest to get a new road built. They're just abandoning ship on the old road that went down there by the river, down by the Gardner River on the way to Gardner, kind of weaved in and out of there. It was really cool, really pretty. But the road's just gone. I mean, half the road is just gone. The river's just taking it over. So they're abandoning ship on that road. They're not going to repair it, do anything to it. They're just going to let it go. And they're going to put the road in, I believe, over to the west a little bit on an old stagecoach road that used to be over there, so people can get from that come to Gardner to stay in Gardner to go visit Yellowstone Park, which I think is a mistake anyway, to go from Gardner up to Mammoth and Mammoth into the park. I mean, I had one. This is Tuesday, July 5th, the day after 4th of July, I had a guy text me instant message me, one of you guys has bought a guidebook saying, "Hey, we're going to Gardner. How do we get to the park?" Well, you don't. You cannot get to Yellowstone Park from Gardner until the end of next year at the soonest is what I have heard, and it may be even 2 years. And Gardner is 100% reliant on Yellowstone Park tourism, and I just think they are flat ass done. I don't. Maybe they can get some help from the government in the form of some money or something, because the governor of Montana has declared a state of emergency. Maybe that will open up an avenue so they can keep their businesses alive, because there's nobody going to Gardner, and not for a long time. So, and I feel so sorry for them. God, I hope the corral didn't close. Gee, Manatees. And so, But yeah, so that's the, you can't go from Mammoth to Gardner. And then once you kind of weave over to Tower Junction, which is just short of Tower Falls, you know, you won't be able to go up that northeast entry road. And I haven't been able to hear how, when that opens up. That may open up towards the end of this year. And so the road from Tower up the northeast entrance road, and remember, if you read the guidebook, you know, you don't want to go all the way up there to, you know, Cook City and Silvergate and all that anyway. There's nothing up there. As far as north as you want to go is Pebble Creek. That gets you to the lower and upper Lamar Valleys, and it's a place to go see bears and wolves and all that yada yada. And I cover all of that in the guidebook. But it's beautiful. I love that Lamar Valley Drive. It's beautiful. There's bison up there and everything else. God, it's gorgeous. So I hope they get that opened up. But it's not a huge loss. You know, you go up and basically you turn around and you come back. So you're missing out on driving about, God, 10 miles of road. You know, it ain't that big of a deal. That's what I'm saying. 97% of Yellowstone Park is open for business. And so, and the license plate deal's gone. And no. So, yeah, you can drive the entire North Loop, the entire South Loop, and everything else. So, all right. A lot of you guys have been texting me, emailing me, instant messaging me. You know, should we cancel our trip? No. The answer is no. When all this went down, this reminded me so much of the fires of 88, because in 89, Yellowstone Park was down about 60% or more, about two-thirds of Yellowstone people didn't go to Yellowstone Park because of the fires in 88. They didn't go in 89. And I'm telling you, Yellowstone Park was just cool as all get out. Excuse my French. And because the park had opened up, these fires had cleaned off all the trees from the roads. You could see for miles where before you couldn't see 15 feet. I mean, it was like a brand new park to me. It was unreal. And the crowds were so far down, you could go anywhere you wanted, do anything you wanted. It was unbelievable. It was great. And I'm telling you guys, the crowds are still way, way down because everybody thinks Yellowstone Park's washed out and closed and all this stuff, but it's not. Cam Sholley and Sarah Davis have got that park opened up, and it's wide open. The only thing you can't do is go up that northeast entrance road and go up to Gardner, but you didn't want to do that anyway. And there's two roads that are also closed that I really like to drive that are in the guidebook and everything else, and that's the Firehole Canyon Drive, and they're working on that to get that open. I guess they had a couple of washouts through there. And then the other one, but it's just a short one-way road. It dumps you back out on the road up there a little ways further, about 3 miles up the road. Short little piece of road. And then the Firehole Lake Drive, which gets you over to Great Fountain Geyser and all that stuff, and White Dome, which are neat. They're not nearly as cool as Grand and all that other stuff, but they're pretty cool to see. And there's a couple neat, and there's a really good hike back over there. And but those are closed, and they're just fixing those roads, so they should open up pretty quickly. And if they got the North Loop opened up, which is, you know, 60 miles or so of the distance, these two things are just a few miles of distance, so they should get those open up pretty quickly. And that's it, man. You're missing two little feeder arms that you want to go up the Lamar Valley, but you're not gonna be able to do that till hopefully later this year, and then Gardner's toast. So, you know, 99% of Yellowstone Park is open for business, ready to go, and the last, you know, half a percent is going to open up anytime soon. So, and I'm just telling you guys, the crowds are so down, it reminds me of 1989, right after the fires. I mean, if you were debating whether to go to Yellowstone Park, Dad, now's the time to go, because you don't have to fight all the crowds all the time. You still want to get into the park early, you still want to get where you're going, you still want to break Yellowstone Park down into manageable bites, just like I tell you in the guidebook and everything else, how to do all that stuff. Get to where you're going, go do what you want to do, get in the park early, get out early, and enjoy your day. So, and all that's covered in the guidebook. I'm not going to go into it here. But the crowds are so far down. And who knows why? I really don't know why. You know, A, it's the floods. People think everything's flooded out. B, it's fuel. But fuel started to drop. Fuel's dropped $1 a gallon in almost a week. So, and I thought Yellowstone Park with the 150th anniversary and COVID's all done and everything else is just going to be packed. But it is not. You know, this stuff, you know, happens. I mean, I'm telling you, people tell me this all the time, my friends and everything else. Said, Teddy, God, man, if somebody hands you a big bag of lemons, man, you make a lemonade, and then you start putting vodka shots in it. And this is your chance. You guys have got somebody handed you guys a lemon. Go get a bottle of Kettle Vodka and some ice and squeeze you some lemons, put a little vodka in it, and you're going to have a killer drink. That's what I think about Yellowstone Park right there, I promise you. So, another bonus of all this stuff is in town, there's lots of vacancies. Normally, starting right now on this July 4th weekend all the way through the 1st of September, I mean, you can't find a hotel in West Yellowstone, but there's vacancies everywhere. And even with Gardner kind of being shut down, people have to, are changing their reservations down to West Yellowstone and the surrounding areas. You know, they still have vacancy signs everywhere. So it's easy to get a room. They're cheaper because, it's just supply and demand. So you can get a room cheaper. You're going to pay $400 for a room. Now you're going to pay about $200 for a room. So you can get a room cheaper than you could. And it's easy to get in a restaurant. You don't have to fight those huge crowds. I mean, last year in 2021, I mean, you'd fight at 5 or 5:30 and everybody's bombing out of the park. The restaurants were just couldn't handle the amount of people. There was people, 50 or 60 people lined up in front of every restaurant waiting for somebody to eat dinner, clear a table, and go in and sit down. It was unbelievable, but you can walk in anywhere you want. And we have a new brand spanking new restaurant opening up in about a week. I'm going to cover that towards the end of this podcast, but Hank's Chop Shop is opening up in West Yellowstone on the north end of town, straight across from the park. And I'm going to get into that in more detail, but yeah, we got a brand new, really nice restaurant. I'm going to get into all the details of that restaurant here in a minute. I've been waiting for this thing to open up for a while, and I can't wait to get back up there and give it a shot. So, but yes, you don't have to wait in line for a restaurant. We've got new restaurants opening up and everything else. So, if you were debating whether to come to Yellowstone Park, Dad, now is the time to go, because next year is going to be like it was in 2021. You've got people canceling your reservations from Europe. I've seen a lot of Europeans are coming to Yellowstone Park, but then I've heard of a lot of Europeans canceling their trips because they, too, think Yellowstone Park is closed or washed out and all that, and they don't want to fly all the way from Italy or Paris or wherever to come over here and not have everything opened up. So that keeps the crowds down for you guys. Get on up here. Let's rock and roll. So, all right. Let's talk about some of the open and closed areas. You know, we kind of went over what's closed at the start on the villages and all that stuff, but let's go over what is open. And as you guys well know that have listened to my podcast, I love to go hiking. I spoke to that ranger just a minute ago about what hiking areas are open. Everything is open except what went up to Gardner along the Yellowstone River. So basically, the entire park is opened up to hiking, including the Beckler area down in the southwest corner, which you access coming in from Ashton, Idaho, into the Beckler Ranger Station, which is my absolute favorite part of Yellowstone Park. That's where you can get under all these waterfalls. The cover shot for the guidebook is at Union Falls, and you can go hot potting and swimming and all these places. And so everything's open as far as hiking. You can hike, day hike, overnight hike, basically go anywhere you want. The entire park, except for a handful of trails up north by Gardner, are open. And that's phenomenal. And this kid, they've gone and checked all the campsites, so you can go in and reserve a campsite. And, and for the overnight hiking and everything else, and those campsites are opening up as well. People that have reserved campsites have canceled them now because they're not coming. So you've got this plethora of campsites opened up. If you guys are big hikers like myself, I want to go, overnight hiking in Yellowstone Park, which is absolutely top-notch. I do not recommend it in the Grand Tetons, but Yellowstone Park's just the place to go hiking. And, all the campsites are opened up. All the trails are opened up. It's unbelievable. Cam Shawley and Sarah Davis have done an absolutely miracle of a job. They have just done a miracle job to get everything opened back up. It's incredible to me. So let's kind of go over that. So the hiking areas are opened up, the backcountry campsites are opened up and everything else. A lot of you guys are, so we got a great picture sent to us over the weekend of some of you guys swimming at the base of Gibbon Falls. I mean, a killer picture. We're going to post it on our Facebook page and all our social media pages for you guys to take a look at. It's a great picture. Now remember, the swimming areas in the park are closed or either washed out. So you can't go to the Firehole swimming area is closed indefinitely for the third season in a row. And they're just not going to open up. I don't think they have the manpower to you know, keep an eye on it, keep everybody from cliff jumping and all that kind of yada yada. And then the Roaring Springs area up by Gardner along the Gardner River between Mammoth and Gardner is gone. It is just wiped off the face of the map. So I don't know if it'll ever be rebuilt or they'll let access to it. But it's going to be a year or two or 3 years before the Roaring Spring area gets opened back up, if ever. However, if it's your guys' goal to do a little swimming or hot potting in Yellowstone Park, then we have an entire chapter in the guidebook devoted strictly to swimming and hot potting in Yellowstone Park. And that brings up to my new videos we shot right before I took off at the in about a week ago from up there. I shot some great videos at the, and they're going to be on our private YouTube page. We're just, Lisa's posting them as fast as she can. At the base of Mystic Falls, the hot pot at the base of Mystic Falls. I shot the video right there below the Biscuit Basin Bridge on the Firehole River, which is a great spot. Real calm water. You got to get 100 yards below the bridge right there, and then you can go swimming right there. And there's some real calm water, shallow water. You'll see people with little infants out there setting them in the water, stepping back, taking a picture. You can go all up and down through there, where you can just, and it's just how pretty it is and the green grass and all that. So we shot a video there, and then so we cover all of the places that you can go swimming and hot potting, and they don't ever open and close in Yellowstone Park. They're open whenever you want to go visit these things, you know, because they're not the set up swimming areas, which was the Firehole swimming area, which is not going to be open again this year, closed indefinitely when you look at it online, or the Roaring Springs area, which is simply just gone. So if you want to go swimming and hot potting in Yellowstone Park, then just grab a copy of the guidebook and it's all in there. All the places to go swimming and hot potting, I mean every single one of them, down in Moose Falls, all the ones down in Beckler, da 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 da. So. And the other video I shot was of the Rabbit Creek area. Remember, though, if you guys have read the guidebook, the Rabbit Creek area is one of the reasons I wrote the guidebook in the first place. And the Rabbit Creek area is just right in the middle of the Fairy Falls parking lot and about a mile up the road at the Grand Prismatic parking lot. It's right in between those two. And I shoot a video of where you're supposed to park, and you can see Grand Prismatic in the parking lot over here, which you're never, ever, ever supposed to use. Don't ever park at the Grand Prismatic parking lot to see Grand Prismatic. And I'm not going to get into all that here. You go over all that in the guidebook. You know, do you want to see Grand Prismatic? You park at the Fairy Falls parking lot. I know that sounds crazy, but that's where you park to get up to the viewing platform so you can look down at Grand Prismatic and see all the fabulous colors. But if you want to see the next largest pool in Yellowstone Park and the third largest pool on planet Earth, then you guys need to take that quick walk up to Rabbit Creek. And I covered this in the guidebook, but I shot this video. I'm kind of excited about it. And God, the whole thing, it's I got, you know, I kind of get excited when I talk about that stuff, and I got excited when I shot that video. But I started right there at the parking area, I walked across, I shot a video right there when I get to Rabbit Creek, and then I go upstream a little bit and shoot a couple more videos so you guys can see how pretty that is, and the unique colors and the angels here in the stream created by the heat of the pool upstream and all this stuff. Then I get up there to this giant azure blue pool with pink scalloped edges, and you guys can see how pretty that is. And then we go, there's some mud pots up there to see. And then we go to, there's five more pools to see up there. It is just an absolutely astoundingly beautiful area. And I show you how to do it all safe. You stay on the social trails, stay away from everything. Keep green grass under your boots at all times. I kind of show you where to walk and the whole nine yards. And so you don't break any of the NPS rules of thermal trespass or anything. So I think it's a great video. I think it's the best video of it we have shot out of all the videos, is that Rabbit Creek one. And Lisa's supposed to get that posted up any day. So if you guys want to see that, I think she posted a snippet, tiny little snippets of it. It's about 30 seconds of it. And it's about a 25-minute video altogether, so on our private YouTube page. But yeah, that Rabbit Creek video is just got it going on. I'm telling you, that area is so cool. And you guys got to remember that Rabbit Creek area. I was up there, and I'm telling you what, there was at least 10,000 people at the Grand Prismatic parking lot to the north, about 3 blocks to the north, and about 3 blocks to the south of where my car was parked, is the Ferry Falls parking lot, and there had to be 5,000 or 6,000 people there. So there's, 15,000 people surrounding me, and I take off walking away from these people, just 15 minutes, 10 minutes. It's just a nice, easy, flat walk, and I get to go find and see the biggest, best pools, the third biggest pool on earth. And I get to go see all these things. And I was back there for about 30 or 45 minutes. And I never saw another human being. And then I get back to the car. And there's some guy standing there. He's watching me walk up. He was over there looking at something else across the river. Hey, what's going on back there? And I explained it all to him and everything else. And he goes, God, we're going to go do that this afternoon. So, yeah, that Rabbit Creek area has just got it going on. And you're right there surrounded by 15,000 people on your left and your right. And then you just walk away from them and you hit Rabbit Creek and you go upstream and boom, there all this stuff is. I mean, that is a great video. So another fun thing that has been happening along there is between the Ferry Falls parking lot and the Biscuit Basin parking lot, that's about a mile. And there's been a tiny little grizzly bear mom that had a even tinier, tiny little cub. I mean, the mom's about the size, seems like she's about the size of a Labrador. I mean, yeah, or a German Shepherd or something like that. She's little, but she has got the, she had this cub, and I'm telling you guys, this cub's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. It can't be more than 20 inches long and about 15 or 16 inches tall. She's fatter than a tick. And she has been running him around. She has to have a den there somewhere. And it's a new den because she is so small. And so she is right there between the Ferry Falls parking lot and then south towards Old Faithful before you get to the Biscuit Basin parking lot and bridge. And so keep your eye open there for her. She has been there about, I saw her at least half the time I went into the park, and God almighty, she is just so cute. That little cub is just unreal cute. And they've always got rangers sitting out there in cones, making sure nobody gets anywhere near her and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, but it's just unbelievable. She is so cute. And I tell you guys, I tell this in the podcast, Madison Junction to Old Faithful. When I was a kid growing up, that area of road from, right around there, Old Faithful north, about 5 or 6 miles up there past Grand Prismatic, that was called Bear Alley. And she's right in the middle of what I used to call Bear Alley. You couldn't drive that section of road from, God, whenever, the 1900 up until about 1975-ish, you couldn't drive that section of road and not see bears. And, I tell the story about all, the bears, getting habituated to food and all that. You guys got to remember, it was legal to feed bears in Yellowstone Park up until the mid-1970s. And people were feeding ham, sandwiches out of their car doors and throwing, I'll tell this story real quick. The last time we saw bears was me and my idiot cousin Freddie were driving through the park, just didn't have anything to do, and we decided to go into the park, watch Grand go off, and mess around up there at Old Faithful for a little while, then drive back to Henry's Lake. And we were driving through there, and this guy, there's a black bear out there. There's two or three bears out there, and this ranger's, trying to watch the bears and get the traffic moving. No. Well, this guy, just right there in front of us, he takes a Baby Ruth candy bar, unwraps it, throws it on the ground. That black bear starts eating that Baby Ruth candy bar. He picks his son up. It can't be more than 3 or 4 years old. Puts him on the back of that black bear and stands back and starts taking pictures. That ranger spins around and just loses his mind. And I mean, my cousin Freddie, he's the biggest screw up on the planet. He started yelling at the guy. I mean, it was unreal. And that was it. That was the last year we saw bears in that area. And I mean, you'll occasionally, every blue moon, once every 4 or 5 years, I would see a bear in that section of road about, from Old Faithful north about 5 or 6 miles up past Grand Prismatic a little bit. But this bear, this little tiny grizzly bear mother and this tiny little cub have set up a den right through there. And it's between the road and the river on the west side of the road, but between Ferry Falls and the Biscuit Basin Bridge. And she is up and down through there all the time. And I'm telling you what, guys, she is going to be so famous. And it's really cool. It's so hip. I mean, when you guys see her, you're going to crap. It's unbelievable. So it's really, really cool. And then the other good news I was telling you about earlier is, you know, you can get in all the restaurants, and this is July 5th, and I guess around July 12th or 14th, here in about a week is what I was told by the owners, there's a new restaurant going to be opened up called Hank's Chop Shop, and a good friend of mine who used to be the manager over at Wild West Pizza is now going to move over here, and she's going to manage Hank's Chop Shop, and she's obviously got her head on straight. If she's going to was managing Wild West Pizza, which is my favorite go-to place in town, then she obviously knows what she's doing. And this place is, I went in there during construction and kind of watched what was going on. It is absolutely first class, top notch. Everything is beautifully done, and they've got big opening garage doors you can open up and go sit outside on this huge patio that looks out over the town park. I'll tell you guys a funny story at the end of this thing about that town park, and I've never said before in any other podcast, but it's this Hank's Chop Shop, which is going to open up. This is July 5th, here in about a week is what they said. They'll have a soft opening, then they'll be opened up. So hopefully it's open by the time you get there. It's on the north end of town. You can walk any, you don't have to drive your car up there. You can just walk up there. And that's right on the east side of the town park. And everything they have is going to be, all the meats are produced locally in Montana, everything. They're going to have a ton of Montana steak options, including, of course, you know, steaks, beef. Then they're also going to have buffalo steaks, and they're going to have elk steaks. So if you guys never had an elk, elk's pretty good. It's got a lot of flavor to it. So they're going to have all those steaks, beef, bison, and even elk steaks. And then they're going to have handmade pastas of all different kinds. And, this place is going to be top-notch, and it's going to be fun to go up there and sit outside on that patio and have a drink. The park's right there. I mean, literally, your kids can be over there playing in the town park, messing around on all the slides and swings, shooting baskets and all that kind of stuff. You guys are over there enjoying a beer and after dinner, keeping your eye on your kids over there playing in the town park. So it's really got a great location, and they have done a great job getting this thing ready. And I highly recommend everybody go up there and give it a shot. You know, when you pull up and see it, the first thing you're going to see is this old truck that they bought and stuck out there, and it's kind of, you know, down to the ground, everything else, and it says Hank's Chop Shop on it. It's really well done, you guys. They've really thought it out well, and the inside is just stupendously done and everything else. So when I get back up there in the 1st of September, we will shoot a video from in there, and we'll talk to Lexi and get her take on everything. And they should, you know, they'll just be rolling by then, I promise you. So, yeah, this place is going to be a hit. There is no doubt in my mind this place is going to be a hit. So if you guys get a chance to go visit that, go visit Hank's Chop Shop. So, all right, so that's really about it. That's about the end of this podcast. I wanted to update the podcast I did less than a week ago because everything has been in such fluctuation, but Cam Shawley has got the park open. The park is 98.5% open. There is absolutely no reason to come. In fact, there's a great reason to come because the tourism is down. The number of people visiting Yellowstone Park is down at least 30 to 40%, and some people even say half. I'm telling you, if you guys were debating going up there, go. Fuel prices have dropped a buck a gallon, and you can park your fifth wheel and motorhome anywhere. And if you got one of those, you can't park them in the park. There's a bunch. Everything's pretty much closed in the park to park them. But just listen to that podcast. West Yellowstone Dining, Lodging, and Entertainment. At the end of that, I cover all the places to park your fifth wheel and all that kind of stuff. And so I'll tell you, that's about it for the podcast. You guys, everybody that's listening to me knows I've got these crazy stories. So everybody raise their hand in the car that you're driving down that has seen the old movie or the show Pee-wee's Playhouse and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, that movie where he loses his bike and all that kind of stuff. In that town park, straight across from Hank's Chop Shop, used to be those dinosaurs that were in that movie. And when I was a kid growing up, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, whatever, we'd go to West Yellowstone. Parents would drop me off at the town park right there. And you could climb in those dinosaurs. And in that movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, where he loses the bike or whatever, they're sitting in there. He's sitting in there with Dolly, I think's her name. And, you know, she's sitting there, oh, Pee-wee, rah, 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 you know, and all that kind of stuff. Well, he's up there, and they're sitting, like, in the mouth of that dinosaur. I have sat in that mouth of that dinosaur, and they used to be, there's, like, 3 dinosaurs, life-size dinosaurs, you know, brontosaurus, life-size brontosaurus, man, it was just too cool. And they were right across the, in the park from what is now going to be Hank's Chop Shop. So that's my funny story about anybody that has seen that Pee-wee Herman movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and then the dinosaur scene is in there. Those dinosaurs used to be right there in that town park in West Yellowstone, and they're going to be right across from where Hank's Chop Shop is going to be now. And I'm telling you what, I can't wait to get back up there and check out Hank's Chop Shop. It is gonna be absolutely top notch. It's gonna be one right there, one of my go to places. If you guys want to find me in West Yellowstone, it's either gonna be there or Wild West Pizza or the Buffalo Bar. So I'll meet you guys anywhere at all 3 of those places. So it's all good news. It's all good news. Everybody be happy. Go to Yellowstone Park. If you guys were thinking about debating going to Yellowstone Park, now is the year to go. I'm telling you. What, you know, the crowds are down, park's open, everything's rocking and rolling. This is the time to go. I'm telling you, 100%. So, all right, everybody have a great time. Guys, keep sending us those pictures. I'm telling you, that last picture we got sent this Saturday over the weekend is going in the guidebook. And you guys wait and see it on our social pages. We'll get it posted up there as fast as we can. I got Lisa running around with her head cut off doing all these videos and stuff. So, all right, everybody have a great time. Live a great story on your Yellowstone vacation for us, man. Go out there and get after it, man. Have some fun. Go check out that Rabbit Creek video and then see if you guys want to go back there. It's just unreal. Yeah, when I came up with the idea to shoot those videos for that YouTube page, this is one of the things that I, you know, was in my mind that I wanted people to see. And, you know, God, go back there. There's going to be 15 or 20,000 people surrounding you, but you're going to be back there by yourself. Yeah, it's too cool. So that's really cool. All right, you guys have a great time. I'll talk to you guys later, and everybody have a wonderful vacation and live a great story and explore Yellowstone like a local. Remember, you guys go to our website and get a guidebook, and if you're already there and you're hearing this podcast and you want to go get a guidebook, a paperback copy of the guidebook, then just drive over to the Book Peddler in West Yellowstone and grab one. And if you got a good signal, if you're in town or somewhere you got a good signal, you can get one downloaded to your phone in literally seconds. Even if you're driving in the gate, you can grab one right there. So, all right, that's it. I'll shout up. See you guys later. Bye.